The puzzler for Riddle Me Reese. Crosswords and puzzles that tickle to tease.
Puzzle your way through The Puzzler today. The Puzzler magazine, packed with crosswords, puzzles and brain teasers. And this month, a fabulous free competition with £1,000 in cash prizes. 30p buys you hours of fun for all the family.
Pick up a puzzler today and you'll see puzzles and crosswords for all the family.
The Puzzler, latest issue on sale now.
It's 11 minutes before 8. Got a little note from 83 Blenworth Crescent in Lee Park. Dear Glenn, could you please play a record for my little daughter's 6th birthday today? And it says, we send her all lots of love from Nana and Papa Crisp. Mama, Papa Crisp? That's the thing you get in the Indian restaurant. Send it. Mommy, Daddy, baby sister, Lindsay, Auntie Brenda, Uncle Martin, Auntie Sue, and Uncle George. And hoping this can be arranged. It certainly can indeed. And that comes from Nana Crisp. Unusual name. Here's my roller coaster from Afrique Simone.
A-dink-a-dink-a-dink. Ha ha ha. A Ramaya.
Hello, Dapper. Good morning, pal.
How would you like to give your old banger the performance of a Ferrari?
Super.
Oops. And your Rolls Royce, the petrol consumption of a moped, and your Mini, the luggage capacity of a 32-ton rig. Well, get yourself a victory sticker. It won't help, but it'll sure look pretty. Just send a stamp to Radio Victory, P.O. Box 257, Portsmouth, and we'll send you a miraculous Technicolor sticker. And that's not all. Each one is numbered, and if your number's pulled out of the weekly draw, a Victory bumper bundle is yours. Bumper bundles consist of studios, transmitters, and a cardboard cutout of Chris Ryder. I'm only joking. Tune up your car with a Victory sticker today. You know it makes sense.
And the winner of last week's lucky number car sticker is Jeff Edwards of 12 Inglis Road, Southsea. Jeff Edwards of 12 Inglis Road in Southsea. A Victory bumper bundle is on its way to you. Temperature in Fratton Road at the moment is 57 degrees and rising. Sally, who wanted wings, will play it for you right after the 8 o'clock news. Okay, meantime, here's 10cc.
The local news headlines. The Golden Harvest sets sail today for Namibia with books banned by the South African government, and HMS Repulse arrives today in Portsmouth. More on those stories after the news from London.
Independent Radio News at 8, Douglas Cameron. Good morning. A Labour MP defends his push Stirling down plea. Lord George Brown joins in the call for a coalition, and Sir Robert Mark says motoring laws are all wrong. It's going to be another testing day for the pound. In New York last night, it fell to $1.57.5, but recovered slightly towards the close. This latest fall has been directly attributed to the remarks of a Labour MP, Brian Gould, who suggested the pound should be devalued to $1.50. Despite the reaction to his statement, Mr. Gould says a further fall will help the economy.
$1.50 may or may not be the right figure, but the government should give up any attempt to prop up the pound. The pound should be allowed to fall to its real value, and indeed there would be some advantage if it fell even further than its real value in the short term to give us that competitive edge which would allow us to grow and to look forward to export-led growth. What we've got to bring about in this country is a situation where it is more profitable to sell abroad than it is to sell to the home market. And until we reach that situation, we will never get out of our economic straitjacket.
The TUC General Secretary, Mr. Len Murray, says it's important that government ministers keep their nerve during the Stirling crisis.
They're doing it, aren't they? I mean, they are keeping the nerve. They aren't panicking, and there's no reason why they should, because underneath all this, and anybody can tell you this, underneath all this, the factories are still there, the pits are still there. They're not working enough, you know. There's too many unemployed people there. The skills are still there. And what we can do to achieve in this country is measured by those resources and by the availability of people, and not merely by what happens on the money markets and what happens, I don't know whether they're speculators or not, but these people who play around with cash.
The former Deputy Prime Minister, Lord George Brown, has joined the ranks of those calling for a government of national unity. Here's Derek Mitchell.
Writing in Titbits, Lord George Brown, or just call me George, says only a government composed of people from all parties and none could stand up to the pressures and the responsibilities. The time is now, the need is overwhelming, he says. We're mortgaged beyond the hilt. He says we should have reduced our public spending by a couple of billion pounds 2 years ago. Now he claims we need to cut more than that. Having resigned from the Labour Party in March, he now says that it's been taken over by people who basically want to destroy our democracy. But he says people are a damn sight more intelligent than their leaders think, and he calls upon the man in the street to put the crackpots, hotheads and general troublemakers where they can do no harm. Derek Mitchell, IRN.
The head of London's police, Sir Robert Mark, says the overwhelming majority of motoring offences should be taken out of the criminal law. Speaking last night in London, Sir Robert says it costs about £19 to enforce the payment of a £6 parking ticket. Drivers, he said, see the police as wielding the sledgehammer of the criminal law to crack the very minor nut of thousands of minor offences, which should be put into civil law.